Monday, August 25th. Commemoration of St. Louis, Confessor. The lesson from Wisdom chapter 10, verses 10 through 14. The Lord conducted the just through the right ways and showed him the kingdom of God and gave him the knowledge of the holy things, made him honorable in his labors and accomplished his labors. In the deceit of them that overreached him, he stood by him and made him honorable. He kept him safe from his enemies and defended him from seducers and gave him a strong conflict that he might overcome and know that wisdom is mightier than all. She forsook not the just when he was sold, but delivered him from sinners. She went down with him into the pit, and in bands she left him not, till she brought him the scepter of the kingdom and power against those that oppressed him, and showed them to be liars that had accused him, and the Lord our God gave him everlasting glory. Haydock Commentary. The Lord conducted the just through the right ways and showed him the kingdom of God. The just, referring to Jacob, who was shown the kingdom of God as heaven open and angels ascending and descending. See Genesis 38:12. The enemies spoken of refer to Laban and Esau, and the conflict refers to his wrestling with an angel. She forsook not the just when he was sold. This refers to Joseph being sold by his brothers. She delivered him from sinners, delivered him from his brethren, or from the sin of adultery with Potiphar's wife. She went down with him into the pit, or to prison, to which he was confined at the instigation of Potiphar's wife, always preserving his virtue. He had also been let down into an old pit by his brothers. In bands she left him not till she brought him the scepter of the kingdom. This refers to the authority Joseph had under Pharaoh in ruling Egypt. The Gospel from Luke chapter 19, verses 12 through 26. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And calling his 10 servants, he gave them 10 pounds and said to them, "Trade till I come." But his citizens hated him, and they sent an embassage after him, saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us." And it came to pass that he returned, having received the kingdom. And he commanded his servants to be called, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. And the first came, saying, "Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said to him, "Well done, thou good servant. Because thou hast been faithful in a little, thou shalt have power over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, "Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said to him, "Be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, "Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up what thou didst not lay down, and thou reapest that which thou didst not sow." He saith to him, "Out of thy own mouth I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up what I laid not down, and reaping that which I did not sow. And why then didst thou not give my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have exacted it with usury?" And he said to them that stood by, "Take the pound away from him, and give it to him that hath the 10. And they said to him, "Lord, he hath 10 pounds. But I say to you, that to every one that hath shall be given, and he shall abound. And from him that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken from him." Haydock Commentary. This parable is an exact prophetic history of what happened to Archelaus Antipas, son of Herod the Great, about 36 years afterwards. Judea being then tributary, he was obliged to go to Rome to receive his kingdom from the hands of the Emperor Augustus. The Jews, who hated him for his cruelty, sent an embassy to the emperor to accuse him of many crimes and disappoint him in his hopes of gaining his crown. But Augustus confirmed it to him and sent him back to reign in Judea, where he revenged himself on those who had opposed his pretensions. With regard to the instruction which is meant to be conveyed by this parable, the nobleman is the Son of God, who came among the Jews to take possession of the kingdom which was his due. But being rejected and treated unworthily, and even put to a disgraceful death on the cross, he will one day come again armed with vengeance, and inflict the effects of his anger upon them. This was partly fulfilled at the destruction of Jerusalem in the year 70, and will be completed at the general judgment. All the disciples of Christ have not the same degree of honor in this world, nor in the next, because all do not make an equal use of the graces they receive. Some are in the first rank as apostles, then those to whom the gift of prophecy has been committed, then doctors, etc., each exalted according to his merit. For there are many mansions and many degrees of glory in the house of the Heavenly Father. For there is one brightness of the sun, another of the moon, and another of the stars, for star differeth from star in brightness. 1 Corinthians 15:41.